I guess it's time to talk a little education. We have a fantastic partnership over here with the folks from New Schools for Baton Rouge, and I want to welcome in Crystal Veals from New Schools. She is the Director of Community Investment and works with the community engagement team. Crystal, welcome. How are you this morning?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for having us today,
Brian. Glad to have you on today. We got a lot to talk about. I tell you what, we've really got two main topics to talk about.
Yeah.
I'll let you pick where we go first. Do you want to talk about Kids Fest or do you want to talk about Enroll BR first?
Let's talk Kid Fest first.
Okay.
It's coming up. It's around the corner.
June 8th is Kids Fest. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, so Kid Fest is an initiative of the Communities Against Drugs and Violence over in Scotlandville. Ms. Pat LaDuff is the originator, the founder, and this is something that she has been hosting, oh my gosh, probably 20 plus years now.
Mm-hmm.
It originally started off as a Juneteenth event, and it has since evolved to everything about kids.
Okay.
We love this space over at New Schools and Enroll BR because it speaks to education, it speaks to college and career options, it speaks to even what they are terming kidpreneurship. And so this year's theme is all about supporting those kidpreneurs, young folks who have decided to go into business. And so there's an opportunity for the community to come on out, get resources, get free food, listen and enjoy great music and performances. But then the main point that we want to hit on this year is really these young folks that are out in the community doing their own thing and making businesses.
Give me some examples of kidpreneurs and the businesses they create.
Yeah, so one of my favorites, no one hate me here, but one of my favorites is called Posh Pop. You've probably seen Posh Pop even at the Tiger Stadium. They are two sisters, the cutest, Bailey and Harper, I believe their names are, and they make this gourmet popcorn. It starts as probably kettle corn, but then they're adding all sorts of treats and goodies. My favorite one is, I call it Saturday morning. It has Lucky Charms and marshmallows and sprinkles and all the good things, right, that you remember about Saturday morning. So that's one of my favorites. And then also Leroy's Lemonade. Leroy is an extraordinary young man, a gifted and talented young man with autism, I believe. And so Leroy's Lemonade
Hang on. I have to stop and I have to correct you.
Yes.
Leroy's Lip Smacking Lemonade.
Sorry, Leroy.
No, yeah.
Sorry.
So one week ago tonight, I was over at the Baton Rouge Entrepreneurship Week's high stakes pitch competition, and Leroy's Lip Smacking Lemonade was one of the finalists. One of the finalists. And look, they're up there against an app that helps, for lack of a better term, an app that helps for sale by owner on homes do it a little bit better. Falaya is the name of it. Phenomenal. And Barrett over at Falaya did a great job. And they were up against another company called Safe Push, which is an advancement in the medical field to prevent accidental overdoses through IV in the hospital.
Yes.
Safe Push ultimately won the competition. But at the beginning of the night, I'm looking at these three different competitors, and I'm like, you've got this advanced app in real estate. You've got this advancement in the medical field, and you got lemonade?
Leroy.
Hang on. The presentation from Leroy's blew me out of the water.
Yes.
I mean, you want to talk about solid business planning. You want to talk about solid business, not just the planning, but what they've already done and what they plan to do.
Mm-hmm.
I was floored. I was expecting like somebody just peddling lemonade.
Just kids.
What I got was just this beyond compare thing.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the night, they tell you the winner of the high-stakes pitch competition gets $100,000 and a trip out to Silicon Valley to go to this World Cup of startups, right?
Yeah.
At the beginning of the night, I was like, oh, please, we can't send a lemonade stand out to... By the end of the night, I'm like, oh, I will punch their ticket. I will pack their bags. I have got their back from here forever.
Yes.
And I've always known the lemonade's good.
But, yes.
But no, as far as a business is concerned... So when you talk about kidpreneurs, the sky is literally the limit.
Oh, my goodness. And what I love about this is that we're presenting options for young people, right?
Yes.
The world is changing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's so much debate going on about is college really worth it? Should I really go that route? Or should I go this route, military? So many options. That's what Enroll BR even stands for, is so many options. So I love Kid Fest because the community gets to see we got great stock. in the community, right? Yeah. We got creativity. We have innovation. We have kids that are doing things that we've never dreamt or seen be done before. And so I'm excited for them to have their moment to shine and to hopefully kickstart their promotion and their marketing so that the Baton Rouge community can get behind them and support them.
It's coming up Saturday, June 8th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., yeah. Scotlandville Parkway. That is over by Veterans, right?
Yes, it is, okay. By the airport.
Yep. I'm looking at the flyer right now. There's a trail walk, a 1K walk, a 2K run. Registration for that opens at 10:30 that morning. But a whole slew of activities, kickball, inflatables.
Oh my gosh.
There's going to be some health screenings, fire and safety prevention. The bookmobile will be out there. You got games going on, airbrush face painting, plenty of food, church choirs and local talent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Southern University alumni band and a petting zoo. So yeah, those two are separate.
Well, they are Jaguars,
don't pet the
right?
Band members.
They are Jaguars.
They are Jaguars.
So, I mean,
but don't pet the band members. No. So there's a whole slate of things going on.
Yeah.
For the Kids Fest. What age groups are we looking for?
Everybody.
Okay.
Everybody is welcome. We even have what's called Toddlerville. So families can come, drop off your littles. They're going to be doing a construction theme over in Toddlerville. So we'll see what they're able to build out over there. Mm-hmm. School resources are available all the way up to college. Some of the folks from Southern are coming to volunteer. So this really is for everyone. Remember, it started off as this universal community event. And so now in the last 3 years, it's evolved into it's for the kids,
yes.
But bring the kids out.
Okay, so this brings us around to Enroll BR,
yes.
Right? Which, let's backtrack and explain what Enroll BR is before we keep moving forward again.
Sure, yep. Enroll BR is the common application form. We help families navigate the school choice process here in BR.
Mm-hmm.
So for families, especially if it's your first time trying to find a school for your kinder or your kindergartner, so many options. What do I do? What's a good school? What is going to be right for my family's needs? And right. So Enroll BR is staffed with this human touch, right? Where I know we like to do things on our computer and we like to do things on our phone, but sometimes you just need someone to walk with you, you know, through that process.
Yes.
And so that's what Enroll BR does. We have a family portal that helps families to apply to multiple schools in about 10 minutes or less. So it really is about convenience, and it's about supporting one another through that process.
And we'll open it, the application period's open right now.
Yeah, we close July 31st.
Okay, so, wow. Is that to get in for the next school year?
That's for next school
that's
year.
That's for 24 to 25 school
yes.
year. Wow, that's
but
a tight window.
We opened in October.
Well, of course. Yeah. To have the window open on the back end that long.
Yes.
So walk us through the process. You sign up, and you're signing up for the possibility of multiple mm-hmm. schools. How do you whittle? How do you choose?
Well, what's great about our Enroll BR website, we have what's called a school finder quiz.
Mm-hmm.
I love the quiz because essentially you get to tell the computer, hey, I need transportation. I need after school arrangements. I may have a gifted student that needs special education support, right? So you put all of your needs and all of your conveniences, whatever you got going on in your household, you put that into our computer quiz,
mm-hmm.
and then it's going to spit out for you a prescription, right?
Mm-hmm.
A recommendation of, based off of what you said you need, here are all of the options where you might be able to apply.
Right.
From there, you can go on our website and you're able to see the resources from the schools. Some schools have videos up there. You can meet the staff, principals, schedule school tours. Enroll BR is always hosting family education events. So at least one per quarter, families are able to come out and just say, hey, where would you put your baby at school, right? And we have some real, you know, transparent conversations there.
Well, and generationally speaking, it's a lot tougher for an older generation to embrace the idea of having that choice.
Yes.
And having that choice is important. Explain why choosing the right school for your child is important.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's almost like parenting, I hear they say, right? Sometimes you gotta put your foot down with child A.
Mm-hmm.
Child B may need a little bit lighter approach, right? And so having that choice really affords families, parents, even the young people, the opportunity to be successful, right? Mm-hmm. If I have to, you know, they say you take a fish out of water and you put them on land and you expect it to be a fish. Well, it can't be a fish there, right? There are no supports there that say, hey, fish, you go and do what you need to do, right? So when we have choices and options available, it really allows for a personalized, a customized approach to meeting your child's educational needs.
We got just 2 minutes left with Crystal Veals from New Schools for Baton Rouge. And yeah, this is one of those things where for, like I said, for generations, your school was whichever one you were around in proximity of, right? Yeah. To have that window or that door open to so much more, and this can just be a matter of, you know, like you said, discipline could be one area of it, but also specialization too. Mm-hmm. As you get a little bit older, knowing like, oh, my child has an interest in X, Y, Z, I need to find a school that is the strongest at that, not just whichever school is closest.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the top of the page one more time. By the way, in Roll BR, this isn't a one and done. Like if you've been through Enroll BR before, they found a school, and as your child has gotten older, you can reevaluate and re-enroll.
You should always reevaluate at the end of the year, during the middle of the year. You should be saying to yourself, is this the best option for my child? If it's not, we're here.
It's like the NCAA transfer portal, but for fifth graders.
Sure. I don't know the NCAA anything, Brian, but I'm going to take your word for it.
All right. She is Crystal Veals. With New Schools for Baton Rouge, 1 minute to go in this segment, so let's recap the dates on Kids Fest.
Yes, Kid Fest is Saturday, June 8th, taking place at Scotlandville Parkway. Mm-hmm. 10:30 is registration for all of our walks around childhood obesity, and then we're going to kick off at 11 a.m.
Kicking off at 11 a.m. It runs all the way up until 3 p.m.
Yes.
Is there a website folks need to go to?
Yes. Enrollbr.org/events. You can also search Kid Fest on Eventbrite.
That's where I was at this morning. Kid Fest on Eventbrite. Or enrollbr.org. Important on that .org because the .com takes you to assume. Yeah.
We don't want to know.
It's not. Yeah. No, we're not going. All right. She is Crystal Veals. I greatly, greatly appreciate you coming in
this morning.
Likewise.
Thank you so much.
Always, always love chatting with New Schools for Baton Rouge.